Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, drone delivery firm Manna recently announced it has raised 43.1 million euro in a new Series B funding round with plans for 400 extra jobs in Ireland and in the US. Joining me here live in studio is Alan Hicks, Chief Technical Officer at Manna. So Alan, first of all, for anybody who doesn't know, will you tell us, what do you do?
Sure. So Manna is a drone delivery business. So instead of getting your goods delivered by typical road-based delivery, motorbikes or cars or cycling bikes, we actually deliver the products by air.
And I noticed specifically as well that you've had a recent pilot in Cork. And in particular, I read your CEO's open letter to the people of Cork, and it says, in every community where we've launched, the service has helped ease pressure on local businesses, reduce traffic, cut carbon emissions by replacing short car, scooter and moped trips with electric aircraft. How do you make all of that value happen?
Hard work, a great team at Manna. What we've done is we've built all of the technology here. So from the aircraft to the orchestration layer of the software. And we've built a very, very cross-functional team here in Ireland to allow us to iterate very, very quickly on the technology and get it live out to customers.
And the impact of that, of course, has been 250,000 regulated drone deliveries. What do you deliver?
We deliver everything from pharmacy to groceries to your evening takeaway meal. Coffee is in there, ice cream is in there. What we're building is a delivery logistics network. Mm-hmm. At the moment, most of what people get delivered is actually convenience. So that's where we're focused. But the network can be used for anything. For example, we've recently done a hospital trial to deliver samples between hospitals and things like that. So it's a very broad use of logistic technology.
Alan, when you talk about coffee or ice cream, like one is hot and one is cold, and they don't stay that way for long. So what sort of time is involved in any of those deliveries?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. From when we get the product and load it into the drone, it'll be in the customer's hands in, on average, 2 minutes, 48 seconds.
Okay.
So it's pretty magical when it happens.
By the sound of it, for sure. Now, of course, the new development here is that I mentioned there at the beginning, 43.1 million euro or $50 million. It's your Series B. So this brings your funding up to 110 million at this
Correct.
Point. What has been the Series B journey been like for you?
It's been interesting. Bobby, our CEO, is that's really been his full time job for the last few months to talk to our investors along with our CFO, Owen. A lot of positivity in the market. Obviously, world events and people funding businesses can be challenging, but Manna has proven enough to date over our 8 years that people are very comfortable to invest.
And you have some impressive investors in your list of people who have chosen to give you this money. Would you mind take us through who they are?
Yeah, sure. So we have ISIF, which is the Irish Strategic Growth Fund. We also have ARC, which a lot of people would have heard of, Cathy Wood. She's backed companies like OpenAI, SpaceX, some big companies there. So yeah, we're very delighted to have all of the investors on board. But the ones with name recognition are obviously very, very useful to us.
You've 170 staff at the moment. Correct. This investment, you're planning to bring that up to 570. So with those extra 400 jobs, what do you intend for those people to be doing?
It's really about scaling the business. So we've taken the technology. It's very feature rich at the moment, and now it's all about scaling that across the world. And we want to focus all of that in Ireland and then export the technology out. So 300 of those jobs we hope to be in Ireland, assuming we can hire the talent. They're very high tech jobs, so things robotics, software engineering, mechanical engineering. So at the moment we build everything in Ireland, which is quite unique for our type of business. So we're hoping that 300 of those jobs will be placed in Ireland in the next 18 to 24 months.
So when you say everything is built here, is that both hardware and software?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. All under one roof.
And then also, of course, you're currently active in Texas And the aim of this investment is so that you can expand across the US. So where, like, Texas is a big place.
It certainly
in,
is.
In its first instance. So what sort of expansion are you planning physically across the US?
So there's a lot happening in Texas in terms of the world of drone delivery. There's about 5,000 deliveries happening there a day across multiple drone delivery companies. So we're looking to find more sites there to expand our reach. We're also looking at Oklahoma. So our senior management team went there about 2 weeks ago to kind of look at sites as well. So the US is a very, very big place, and they've really adopted this technology, as people have in Ireland as well. So, it's just a very big market for us to look at.
You're the chief technical officer at Manna. What's your greatest challenge at the moment then, Alan?
I think hiring great people. So we have an amazing team that has kind of grown over the last 8 years, and we're now looking to add 300 people to that team. So my job for the next few months is going to be about finding great people and making sure we preserve the culture in the business and, keep pushing the way we've been pushing. It's not easy to do what we've done. We've got an amazing team that have kind of, there's a lot of moving parts when you deal with hardware and software and then regulation as well. So, it's really about finding those people that will mesh together and keep the culture we have.
In order to go from 170 to 570, you're going to have to do a lot of new things, but you're also going to have to stop doing certain things as well. How is the company's mindset going to change as it really does scale?
I hope we wouldn't have to change too much. I think, a few of us in the business have been through other businesses that have scaled from 22 people to 600 people, and that change is very, very challenging organizational-wise. And I think what we need to do is keep our startup ethos and keep moving fast. And I think there's a lot of tools now in the tech world available with AI and things like that that will help us keep that kind of culture and moving fast.
And just my last question to you this morning, Alan, what excites you most about pursuing this opportunity?
I mean, it's hard not to be excited about flying autonomous robots that also have a serious economic and commercial value to people. So I think the whole thing is just very, very interesting.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck both at home and abroad. Thank you very much for joining me, Alan Hicks, Chief Technical Officer of Manna.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.